final Urban Farm segment for this April. Farmer Greg of the Urban Farm and his guest, Kari Spencer of the Micro Farm Project. And, you know, take us on home.
Taking us on home to freezing. Perhaps the simplest thing you can do is just cut stuff up and stick it in the freezer. Right, Kari?
Yeah, and that's the one that most people are most familiar with. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it is the easiest thing to do, but it does require freezer space. And if you have a lot of produce, then you can fill up your freezer with just those peaches that you were talking about.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I've done that before. I usually put them in gallon jars. So stone fruit, that's anything with a pit in the middle of it. Those are super simple. You know, basically what I do is I go out and on a harvest day, and our stone fruit starts about mid-May and goes to the end of June, depending on which trees we're talking about. And we get about 2 weeks of peaches off of a tree, or 2 weeks of apricots off of a tree, off of each tree. And so what I do is I go out in the morning, and my favorite, one of my favorite days of the year is the first day of apricots, where I walk out at 5 o'clock in the morning in my front yard about mid-May and start picking up the apricots right off of the ground. Most of them, the first few days, don't even make it into the house. But what I'll do is I'll take them in and I'll cut them in half and stick them on a cookie tray and stick them in the freezer. Next day, I pull them out and I stick them in a gallon jar and stick them back in the freezer. It's that simple.
That's a great way to do it, because then you don't end up with a big clump of them all stuck together, right?
Exactly.
Freeze them in a single layer individually and then transfer them to a jar or a bag in your freezer.
Could you vacuum seal those once you have them frozen? Do a little vacuum sealing and throw them in the freezer?
Yes, you could, but you want to make sure that you're not the power on your vacuum sealer is not such that it draws the moisture out, because even frozen, there's still moisture in stone fruits. Mm-hmm. And if your sealer sucks hard enough or long enough, it can start to draw that moisture.
You end up with fruit mush.
Yeah. But you can definitely vacuum seal it just with a gentle touch.
Well, and then there's, you know, for peaches, I do the same thing with peaches, but I usually go out and pick them on day one. And then on day two, that's when I give them a day to fully ripen, and then I cut them in half and do the same thing. And I actually have a few gallons of peaches left over from last season. And one of the things that I did is I put it through a juicer. I put solid frozen peaches through a juicer, and what comes out of it is this amazing sorbet.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Nice.
Right? Yeah. So that's one of the things that I do with frozen fruit is that. The other thing I do is I'll drink a green drink that has an avocado and spinach in it, and I use the peaches and apricots in there for the sweetener.
Gary, you had mentioned using the vacuum sealer.
Yes, I love mine.
Yeah, there was a time where we were making ourselves a lot of health smoothies, and I would cut up all the fruits and vegetables that we put in those smoothies, and we would bag them all and stick them in the freezer. And then when we wanted to make smoothies, we just grab a bag, you know, cut it open, pour it in the blender, and we had all of our ingredients pre-made. So it made it really easy for us to make those smoothies.
That's been duly noted.
So on freezer space, what do you prefer, vertical or a chest freezer?
Well, I have both. The chest freezer, I'm a really short woman. I'm 5 feet tall, right? So a chest freezer, anything in the bottom of it, I can't reach without stepping up on a stool. Mm. Right? So I do like a chest freezer just because they are more efficient. But I also have an upright because I can reach everything in that freezer without a stool.
I do love my chest freezer. I have a small one right now, and It's just, you know, they're really efficient. And as long as it's a short one, it's not a problem.
Yeah.
You really can pack a lot in there. It's just a matter of making sure you remember what's in there. Because by the time you fill it to the top, what's in the bottom of that Tress freezer, you might find 2 or 3 years later.
Really, really important to keep a list of what you put in your chest freezer. Absolutely. And going back to the canning and the dehydrating, I take a Sharpie marker and I write on the side of the jar the date and what it is. Otherwise, you know, I pulled a jar out of the freezer the other day and it looked like peach stuff, but I couldn't tell whether it was recent peach or apricot or who knows. So
when you can't confirm it, don't consume it.
Right. So make sure that you mark on the jars what you've done.
All right, Farmer Greg, and somebody can learn more at
urbanfarm.org is our website. And
And Kari, your website?
Cityfarmingbook.com.
City Farming Book. For Kari Spencer's Micro Farm Project, and then Farmer Greg, it's urbanfarm.org, and you can sign up for a lot of the great programs that he puts on together there along with his own regular podcast. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday morning with us.
Thank you for having us.